Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Wyatt Stout from the Jackson Jets 4-H Club for National 4-H Week. This week is National 4-H Week, and with that, leadership qualities are something that are often talked about. Can you explain how you feel 4-H has helped to develop some leadership skills in its members?
4-H has helped me develop leadership skills by being out there, getting active, and getting to know people, and just getting the feel for how it is to lead a group of people or a committee of some type.
And are there certain activities or projects where you really feel like it's helped you build your leadership skills?
My favorite project that's helped me develop my leadership skills would have been the Washington County Spring Preview Cattle Show. I got to help run the scale house and guide people and run cattle through it.
And what are some of the things that you've shown at the Washington County Fair over the years?
I mainly just show steers.
And what kind of work goes into that? That's not something you start, you know, the month before.
Oh, no. All summer long, just going out there and washing and walking my steers and getting them tamed down and working with them so that they're ready to go for the show.
And talking again about leadership, do you have advice that you would give kids who want to be involved in 4-H and want to become better leaders in their communities?
The advice I'd give to any young kid wanting to join 4-H or become a leader is just don't be scared. Go out there and do it. Put both feet in the water.
And if somebody's thinking about joining 4-H, maybe they've never done it before, what would you say to them?
Anybody that hasn't done 4-H and wants to do it, I'd tell them to go out there and find what they like and run with it. There's so many opportunities in 4-H, they'll find something they'll love to do.
And are there people who join even when they're in high school?
Yeah, there's a lot of older members, that first-year members in high school.
So anybody's welcome?
Yeah, anybody.
And what's your favorite part of 4-H or favorite memory?
My favorite part of 4-H would be just getting to meet everybody from the different towns and different clubs and competing with them.
And what's your favorite part of the fair each year?
My favorite part of the fair would be Thursday morning, the cattle show. All the hard work pays off and you get to see how you stand along all the other people.
Yeah, can you kind of walk us through what that morning looks like getting ready?
That morning getting ready, waking up really early and washing your animals and grooming them and making sure that by the time you're called to go to the ring, you're ready to go, and so is the animal.
And what does it feel like once you leave the ring, the show's done, you know that all of your hard work has, come to fruition?
It's a relaxing feeling. Just all the stress goes away right there.
And have you had a favorite steer over the years?
My favorite steer would have been the first one I showed. It is the biggest one I had. It was in the 1,700-pound range.
And what goes into getting an animal that big, that strong, ready to be in a show ring?
Making sure that they're okay with you grooming them and walking them, making sure they're tame, just so that they won't freak out. It just takes a lot of time to work with them and get familiar with them.
And in closing, what are you looking forward to this year in 4-H?
I'm most looking to getting new members into 4-H and getting them familiar with everything and making them want to do it.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Wyatt Stout, a member of the Jackson Jets 4-H Club. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.